Were you out over the weekend? Did you have a good time? Were you enjoying the pubs, hotels and clubs of Ulster? Well, maybe you want to suggest to us where the best places are. I'll tell you, Colin Neal from Hospitality Ulster is interested in hearing from anyone who wants to fly the flag. The awards are very much in the offing. So, Colin, just remind us of where we are on the countdown to this.
We're actually now going in almost to the last week. We've actually extended the deadline to Wednesday the 21st to enter. So, if you're not in, you really got to get your entry in now, because it takes a bit of time, because we are hard judges, because we're judging the best.
And the categories are?
Categories are, in no particular order, is that the way they always do these things? You know, we have Pub of the Year, and we have three in that. We have Rural, City and Urban. In the Hotel Bar of the Year, we have Hotel 1 to 3 star and 4 to 5. Commitment to Local Food, again, we have that for Pub, Restaurant and Hotel, three categories there. We have Commitment to the Community, which a pub, restaurant or hotel can enter. We have Bar Person of the Year. Now, that's a nomination process with Sunday Life, and that's been ongoing for a period of time. We do actually have this year a new category, which is Food and Beverage Manager of the Year. And again, that's open to all types of hospitality. We have one that I'll mention, but isn't open to the public or indeed the industry. We actually are recognising the Rising Star in the University of Ulster, and they will be nominating their partner there. And again, the same, the industry will get a chance with Hospitality Review to nominate the industry legend.
The industry legend. I could recommend a few boys like that, put you on your feet. It's obviously someone working in the industry as opposed to someone who's supporting the industry by putting their money across the counter.
Yes, it is indeed. I mean, we have an industry that has a very long history, a big heritage, and some very big characters, and some people who are really dedicated their life to the industry. So it's really trying to find those people and shine a light on them for a day, because an awful lot of them are unsung heroes.
Now, the best bar person in association with the Sunday Life last year was Nathaniel McCauley from Muriel's Cafe Bar in Belfast. What made Nathaniel so special?
Well, I mean, there's a process. This one, it has to be nominated by his customers, and that to us is really special, because it is the interaction. A barman is actually a highly skilled individual. One, he has to know about his products, but he has to be really good at talking to people. Because lots of barmen, you know, you can be everything from a counsellor to a friend. And it really is about friendships in a lot of our bars, because a lot of bars are community bars. But the process also counts. There's an interview panel with an interview of peers. So you do have to know your stuff about your product and know the skills of the trade.
So it's not just good enough to be recommended, you will be grilled.
You will be grilled. Everyone, there's a four-stage process for every entry. So it's not about getting nominated or sticking in your application and somebody will win. These are genuinely awards for the industry, judged by the industry, supported by the public. And by the time you've gone through your four stages, every premise gets mystery shopped. Everyone has a stage of entry, and indeed even the online entries are judged. Each category has three judges, and even the judges don't know who the other judges are.
And when you come to deciding on Pub of the Year, there's the urban and there's the rural, I think you said.
And city as well.
City, so there's the country, town and city. Yeah. Mary's Bar in Maherfelt was the urban pub of the year. And, you know, I'm thinking about the rural Freels of Swatra, which sounds to me like a real warm country place to be. Sunfire Public House in Belfast was the actual city pub of the year. So, you know, if you went to Mary's Bar in Maherfelt or Freels in Swatra or the Sunflower in the city, would you see the same quality of staff, the same quality of service, or would you see absolutely different paces because of three different places?
Now, you'll see the same quality of staff and service, but I mean, there's a common denominator through them all. But then, all our pubs are different, and they cater for different markets. You know, and your rural pub will be that more heart of the community. Your Belfast pub is heart of a different type of community. So it's actually so we can measure those different things, because I mean, we've learned over the years that they are very different in their offer, but the baseline is there. It still is the third place, as we term it. It's the place outside work and outside home where you can go socialise or get company or party or enjoy music. And it's taking that and measuring them in their own sort of peer groups.
Yeah, I can't go through all last year's winners, but these are what this year's contestants or this year's nominees will be hoping to achieve, what was, of course, achieved by a long list of recipients last year, but I noticed the one that you made reference to, their community commitment to the community hotel winner, Le Mans Hotel and Country Club up at Castlereagh. What did they do for their community that made them winners?
I mean, they'll actually reach out to the community around them. They do a lot of charity work. They'll actually give free space to community groups to meet. I mean, if you take it wider in Le Mans, I'm aware of many pubs where that's where the church group meets during the week, because, you know, during the week, heating a big church hall or whatever is expensive. Our places will have small rooms they can use, and they do really integrate. And it is things like...
Does that happen often? I can imagine that, you know, if the parish priest would like an old whiskey late at night, but surely there are some churches wouldn't darken the door of a place with a licence.
It'll surprise you just how often it happens. It happens quite frequently. You'll normally find the local pub is the element behind maybe supporting the church and their charity events. And it is about, I mean, people think religion sometimes and pubs in particular with the alcohol and it doesn't mix. And it does. You'll be surprised how many even religious people own pubs. I respect there will be some who wouldn't go there, but the majority do, and the majority find a huge community connection there. And I suppose, to be honest, if you're a religious person there, I mean, it's where you can go and mingle with other people and chat about your belief.
It is a challenging time for the hospitality industry, whether indeed you are running a hostelry or indeed whether you're working in one. You're looking for people to come forward to nominate in all of the categories. I suppose we could ask the challenging questions about where the hospitality game is, but we ask those questions often enough on the programme. This is about celebration, isn't it?
It is. Look, I mean, we do realise, I mean, that whilst people will go in maybe to Belfast City Centre on a Saturday night and see buzzing premises, one, that's the weekend when we all go out, and two, that's maybe, you know, one nucleus. It is a challenging time. There's a lot of challenges ahead of us, but in saying that, we're rising to the challenge. The quality is there, and this is really recognising quality and celebrating what we have to offer. It is not by accident that 80% of all tourists visit a pub. You know, that is not by accident that there are more Irish pubs around the world than there are in the Isle of Ireland. You know, we have fantastic hospitality, we have fantastic people, and this is really showing the best and inspiring others to rise to that.
Okay, so if you want to be a winner in the pub of the year, any of the three categories, rural, urban or city, the hotel of the year, 1-star to 3-star, 4-star to 5-star, commitment to community, commitment to local food, the food and beverage manager of the year, the industry legend of the year, the bar person of the year, just some of those categories, the bar person of the year, of course, one that will always be carried with pride. You can show it off on the wall. You can show off all of these awards on the wall of your premises, but you need to be nominated, or you need actually to take part. So where do you log on, Colin?
Very easy. You just have to do the NI Pub of the Year Awards. Just Google that, or indeed just Google Hospitality Ulster, and there's a huge button on the landing page of our website that'll take you through to all of the guidance and all of the entry processes.
Lovely job, but time is running out,
but we have some good news. We've actually extended the deadline from this Wednesday until next Wednesday, so you actually have got to the 21st, but I would suggest get on there and finish your applications, get on there and make them, because it does take a bit of time and effort, because we are judging what you put on there as the first step in the awards.
Lovely job, Colin Neal from Hospitality Ulster. Thanks for dropping by, Colin. Thank you. Thanks for that reminder. The appropriate songs department seem, I think, yes, indeed they do. They have an appropriate song.